So, welcome to a podcast I've kind of been waiting to record for some time now, because it's a time when something quite unusual is about to happen in the skies, and it's going to be very interesting for a lot of people. The planet of love and abundance, Venus, is about to go into a rare retrograde. The Mainly Moonology Podcast. I'm your host, Yasmin Boland, an award-winning astrologer and the Sunday Times best-selling author of books including Moonology and creator of the Moonology Oracle Cards. My intention for this podcast is to help you understand how you can create your dream life using Mainly Moonology, the Moon, as your guide. It's a big week of powerful celestial shifts from this Venus retrograde, which is happening in Leo, to Chiron going retrograde in Aries. Plus, we have a clash between Mars and Saturn and a new moon in Cancer. All of these events offer us an opportunity for really healing, transformation, and growth, as well as new starts. So let's explore each of these little celestial occurrences, you could call them, and talk about how we can navigate them with grace, with insight, and in a way that's going to work really, really well for us. So let's start by looking at Venus retrograde in Leo. Venus retrograde only happens about every 18 months, and it happens when Venus, the planet of love, beauty, harmony, abundance, appears to move backwards in its orbit. It's just an optical illusion from our vantage point here on Earth. So in astrology, when a planet goes retrograde, appears to be going backwards, it basically turns its energy in on itself to an extent. You've probably heard of Mercury retrograde, okay? I'm pretty sure pretty much everybody who'd be listening to this podcast has probably heard of Mercury retrograde. Venus retrograde is kind of different. So Mercury retrograde is about redoing Mercury things like rethinking and re-saying and rewriting and so on. Venus retrograde is more of a time of, I think, the best, biggest, most important keyword for Venus retrograde is re-evaluate. But it's also a time of reflection, reassessment, and even transformation, especially in matters of the heart, because even though Venus does rule abundance, Mercury also has a hand in money, but Venus is very much about matters of the heart. So with Venus retrograde in Leo, our focus is going to turn inwards when it comes to wherever we have Leo in our chart. You can find that out for free at moonmessages.com/free chart. And really, Venus retrograde in Leo is going to urge us to reevaluate everything that really matters to us, what actually matters to us. You know, it's about reevaluating our relationships, our relationship to people, our relationship to money. That can mean reevaluating our working life. It can be about the way we love, who we love, actually also about sort of any creative art type things we do as well. So Venus retrograde encourages us to really re-explore our deepest values, our deepest desires. You know, if we've wandered off track, it's a time when you might go, oh my God, I have lost sight of what actually matters in our life. So it's a chance to realign with our authentic selves and you know, our values, okay? So this retrograde can sometimes also bring up old emotions, hidden emotions, emotions that you haven't wanted to face up to, you know, because whenever a planet goes backwards, it's very much a time where the old gets brought back into focus. And, you know, while the moon is largely about feelings, Venus is also about loving. So it can be bringing up old emotions to do with relationships, and also unresolved emotions around relationships, plus also unresolved emotions and values around money. And it can actually bring up old financial battles, old financial issues. That said, it can also be a time to renegotiate a financial settlement and a financial agreement. Basically, it brings things back from the past to do with love or abundance. And, you know, by doing so, Venus retrograde really offers us an opportunity to perhaps heal, to grow as people, and to cultivate more genuine connections in our lives where we've kind of gone off piste. One thing that is undeniably very Venus retrograde, which people don't always want to hear about, is it can be a time to reunite, reconcile with an ex. Now, the reason why I say people don't want to hear about it is I did actually put something about this on Facebook, and in the comments, everybody was like, oh my God, are you joking? Keep me away from my ex. There's no way I'm going back to him or her or whatever. But if you have had a relationship rupture and you really want to reconcile, Venus going backwards is actually very much a time to reconcile, okay? It's even got Ari at the start, which is a very retrograde thing. So, you know, maybe it's the time to reach out to your ex if you haven't been in touch and just see, you know, maybe there's something still there. Maybe there's something still there that you need to look at. You know, a couple of things you can do when it comes to Venus retrograde. You can bring back the self-care factor in your life. Maybe you haven't been looking after yourself properly. Maybe you've let your self-care go down the tube, and maybe Venus retrograde is about reimagining the self-love rather than, you know, re-looking back to a past love. It's about maybe looking back to loving yourself more. Maybe you need to do a bit more self-love, self-care, and also maybe going back to an old creative process that you used to do, which you once loved. So, you know, all that can work. So Venus retrograde starts this week. It lasts for about 40 days every time, and it really is a time to get back to love. I actually have a free course, which I have been mentioning about lately. It's moonmessages.com/VR for Venus retrograde, moonmessages.com/VR. That will get you the free Venus retrograde course and offer you the full Venus retrograde course. Okay, so that is Venus retrograde, but also this week we have another important planetoid going retrograde, and that is Chiron. It's actually all quite interesting because Venus is obviously about matters of the heart, and Chiron actually is as well, even though people always think of it as the wounded healer. You know, really it is about matters of the heart. It's about things that hurt you, and Chiron going retrograde can actually be kind of good because on the one hand it can be, you know, if you've been in a painful situation with someone and there's just like one hurt after another coming, at least Venus going retrograde means there are no new hurts for a while. Hopefully by then you'll have asked yourself why you're actually still dealing with this person if it's nothing but hurts, and move on so that you can escape the hurts. Obviously not always possible, but hopefully. But what it can also mean as well is that if someone has been hurting you and you just didn't stand up yourself and you've allowed yourself to be kind of walked all over and you've just taken too much, actually Venus retrograde can bring a few of those hurts back, I'm sorry to say, so that you kind of get slapped in the face with a wet fish and just wake up and just stop taking it. I've always felt like with Chiron, it's very much about how much you're willing to put up with. It can be about that. It can also represent our deepest wounds and also our potential for healing and growth. So, you know, with Venus retrograde and Chiron retrograde, you're starting to get a picture that old things are being gone over again. We're getting some second chances, but in some case we might be going back and just getting more of the same old that we didn't want, which then becomes our opportunity to build a bridge and get over it and move on. So when Chiron goes retrograde, it sort of intensifies our journey of healing as well. So healing will likely be coming up. It can be physical healing, but I think a lot of it's going to be emotional healing, and not least because there's a few other things happening as well. Chiron retrograde in Aries in particular really, I think, emphasizes the need to be quite bold when it comes to healing past wounds, especially wounds related to, you know, your identity. You know, maybe if someone's made an accusation against you and you think, no, that's just not fair, it can be a time where you're going to stand up for yourself. Maybe there are going to be wounds around being assertive and independent because they're very Aries thing, and Chiron is retrograde in Aries. It also encourages us to reclaim our personal power to an extent because of being in Aries. Okay, so, you know, like
Venus retrograde, Chiron retrograde really can bring up some old buried emotions and wounds. It can reopen old wounds, so you have to deal with them. But it does provide an amazing opportunity, as I've said, for healing. But it's, you know, it's a matter of doing the work. If you just go out and just, you know, drink yourself silly every night, for example, because you can't deal with everything that's going on, that is not going to help the healing process. In fact, now is really a time to try and, you know, be as conscious as you can be, acknowledge your vulnerabilities, honor your journey, because whatever is happening to you right now, it's happening because your soul needs this for growth. And, you know, just keep the faith that everything's going to work out for your highest good. One affirmation I love is Louise Hay's, everything is always working out for me. Everything is always working out for me. Everything is always working out for me. And again, I think just to finish on Chiron, you know, in terms of best things, best practices while this is happening, self-compassion, especially because it's in Aries, be compassionate with yourself about mistakes you've made, you know, forgive other people if that's needed, and look at where you have been in any way, shape or form codependent and what you can do about that. So they're the two big retrogrades this week, and they are pretty big and they are pretty important. So I hope that's given you a pretty good idea of the kind of thing we are moving into. But wait, because guess what? There's more. So now what we need to talk about is navigating the clash between Mars and Saturn, because they are clashing this week. It's an opposition. And, you know, honestly, as an astrologer, when I open my ephemeris and I see Mars opposite Saturn, I know there's going to be challenges. There are going to be challenges, whether we like them or not. Mars represents action, assertion, drive, determination. Saturn's all about structure and discipline and responsibility. And when these two planets clash, it can lead to tension, obstacles, lessons, but it can be about, you know, the Mars energy that wants to just move forward and the Saturn energy that says, not so fast, you young upstart sort of thing. It's about someone wanting to go fast, someone wanting to go slow. It's about being angry, about red tape and the hurdles that you have to jump through. And just, you know, it can actually be about not getting your own way, which is obviously never easy for any of us. You know, Mars and Saturn, this alignment this week, be aware it can impact both your personal life and your professional life. It does depend where in your chart it's taking place, and I won't go into that right now. But basically, whatever it is that's coming up for you this week, you know, as well as reevaluating your life, trying to get healing on a situation that's hurt you in the past, this Mars Saturn also encourages us to find a balance between taking action and exercising patience. Okay, so Mars is about taking action, Saturn's about being patient. So try and find a balance between, you know, maybe you or someone else is in a hurry and you or someone else wants to go slow. Try and find a balance that suits everyone. It's also about facing challenges with resilience, you know, and really being committed. So, you know, look at how you can use this energy in a way that helps you to get to where you want to go by following the rules. Maybe might not go as fast as you want, but it's all about channeling your energy wisely. Let's put it like that. And then, really, this is quite a difficult aspect that only takes place about every 2 years. So do your best to work with it. Now let's talk about the main lunology event of the week, the new moon in the sign of Cancer. All right, so as you will know, the new moon represents beginnings, it represents fresh starts, and it's also the perfect time to be setting intentions, okay? So when it takes place in Cancer, which it does once a year, or the sign that I like to call Moonchild, it's all about a new start with, guess what? More of the same of what we've been dealing with. It's about emotions. Cancer is probably the most emotional sign of the zodiac. I think that's fair to say. It's a water sign, obviously. It is represented by the crab, which is the little creature, or the little critter with a hard shell but a very soft underbelly. So that can be like that, where you've been acting all tough, but in fact, you know, you're feeling quite pained by something. So, you know, it really does vibe with the whole Venus retrograde and Chiron retrograde situation. It's also about new starts to do with nurturing, home, and it really invites us to explore, you know, the emotional landscape of whatever problems you're dealing with, which will probably be highlighted by Mars Saturn. There's a real kind of narrative going on here. Some key words for this lunation are powerful, power struggles, the feminine rising. That's a nice one. And dreams coming true. Yay! Yeah, it's a really, really big, big new moon, okay? So this new moon in Cancer is taking place opposite Pluto. That is a huge deal because the full moon opposite Pluto is basically a bit of a kind of like lighting a firework. The new moon is going to be taking place at 24 degrees of Cancer, and right on the other side, really close in opposition, is Pluto. Now, Pluto, if you're a regular listener, you know Pluto is the detox planet, and it's back in Capricorn, where it's been on and off for, you know, more than a couple of decades now, I think. But it's about to leave. In fact, it did leave Capricorn. Now it's back in, then it's going to leave again. It's doing retrograde, so it's going back in and out of Capricorn. But this is like really a last chance to detox whatever Capricorn in Pluto in Capricorn has brought up for you. Just try and think this week, if I want to get the healing that's on offer, I need to not argue, I need to focus on healing, and I need to detox. You know, that's probably the best way, if I sum it all up, that's probably the best way to deal with the energies. The new moon in Cancer is also really good for relationships because it's about caring and nurturing. So again, you know, if there are relationships you're trying to fix up, focus on that. If you're coming out of a relationship that's been really difficult, focus on yourself. You know, create a sacred space for self-reflection, for self-care, and for setting some intentions around the new moon so you're going to take better care of yourself in the future if life has been rather challenging for you with all the astrology that's been going on. As I've said a couple of times now, the astrology of the second half of the year is actually much, much easier, and I do have a workshop for that. If you want to come, it's free when you buy a copy of my, when you pre-order rather, a copy of my Moonology Diary or desk calendar, and you can come along to that workshop. If you just have to register your purchase at reclaim2023.com, reclaim, R-E-C-L-A-I-M, reclaim2023.com, and you can get your free ticket. And we're going to do that on July 31st and talk about why it's actually going to be easier. So I'm just going to sum up what we've talked about today. We've talked about Venus retrograde, chance for reconciliation or closure, a chance for old cash to finally turn up. Chiron retrograde in Aries, very good time to really be thinking, you know, what wounds do I need to make sure they're properly healed? What cracks have I been papering over, especially when it comes to independence or assertiveness? Clash between Mars and Saturn reminding us not to waste our energy on people or places or situations that don't deserve it. And then the new moon in Cancer, which promises us a new start emotionally. I hope you have a really good week. I hope you find time to practice some self-care. And I hope that you come out of this week feeling better than you went in. Lots of love. I hope you enjoyed this week's episode of the Mainly Moonology podcast. If you'd like to stay updated with the moon and moonology and astrology and all the other things we cover, be sure to subscribe to the podcast via Apple Podcasts or Spotify. You'll be notified whenever a new episode is up. Also, it would mean a lot to me and my team if you could leave us a glowing 5-star review on your podcast platform of choice, please. That actually helps more people find us too, which spreads the love and surely also brings you amazing karma for taking a moment to help us out and to help other people find the podcast. Have a great week, and I hope to speak to you next week. Lots of love.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to the Mainly Moonology podcast. If you want to take Moonology to the next level and manifest the life of your dreams, join our growing community of magical people who come together to lift each other up as we meditate, manifest, and reclaim the magic that has been inside us all along. Head over to mainlymoonologymembership.com and awaken your true powers.